In recent years, Northern Illinois University has worked to cultivate partnerships with universities abroad, particularly with the People's Republic of China. One of the most productive relationships has been between the NIU College of Business and Beijing Technical and Business University, a school of around 13,000 students. Yet Business Dean Paul Probaker says this relationship didn't develop in a vacuum.
We have a department chair whose name is Cheng Lu, who's an alum of BTBU. And he came in and said, you know, I have connections there. Maybe we should be able to convert this into some positive results. That's how it got started.
The negotiations required a different approach from what would work with a Western university, Probaker says. China's high-context culture called for a slower pace of discussion, one that isn't solely focused on business.
80-90% of the time it's socialization, getting to be friends and generating that really difficult concept called trust. And trust doesn't happen through emails. And so for them, a lot of it is demonstrating our genuineness and our trustworthiness.
Once that relationship was established, however, elements slowly slid into place.
Initially, it was exchanging visits by leaders on both sides with no commitments. And then we had their students coming here, to the point that now we have their faculty, their professors coming to NIU for long stretches of time, for 6 months at a time. And we host them in this building, in the College of Business. Basically, they see our faculty as mentors for their faculty. So it's grown in multiple dimensions.
Since opening up this bilateral relationship, NIU has sent a faculty delegation to BTBU every year. Previous groups mostly comprised business school academics, but this year, Probaker invited personnel from other fields, such as economics chair Carl Campbell.
In January, I got an email about this trip to BTBU and asked whether I'd be willing to go, and I thought about it, and it seemed like it could be a good idea for our department and for the university.
What surprised Dr. Campbell wasn't just the variety of departments making the trip, but also their presence in meetings.
When I met initially with the economics department, the communications professors and everyone from our delegation was there, even if they had nothing to do with economics. And then when we met with communications, I was there, and BTBU had a lot of people on the other side of the table.
Campbell says the most challenging part of the trip was pitching NIU's programs on International Day, competing with BTBU's other partners.
I felt a little bit of stress just because I really hadn't been prepared for this. So all of a sudden I was put on stage and had to explain our program to several hundred students.
Nevertheless, Probaker says, this is an area in which NIU has done well.
It's almost like a festival for an entire week. And we started small, NIU as their partner, and gradually we crept up the ranks to the point that we are now their number one partner worldwide.
Campbell says the diverse faculty profile was also a plus.
It was nice to interact with people from different departments who I didn't even know before. So I think it showed people at BTBU how committed we are to the partnership.
For Probaker, these annual delegations have paid dividends both with BTBU and other partners, such as Dongbei University of Finance and Economics.
Consistently, we've had more than 100 students from BTBU. We've had 50 students from Dofei. So we're now showing we can get students from China on a regular basis. We are getting professors from there coming in here. We are getting joint research happening between NIU faculty and Chinese faculty. And this model is being expanded to roughly about 15 different countries.
From here, Probaker says the key is to expand institutionally, both so the business school can expand its China connections and to create more connections across NIU. I'm Chase Cavanaugh, WNIJ News.